welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord you were able to join me today. I've been looking forward to these few moments that we share, and I just want to continue right on in a message on battling the enemy of fear. But before we do that, let's ask the Lord to just prepare our hearts, open our spirits to receive His truth, and also that the Lord just refresh you as today might have been a difficult day, and you just need the refreshing of the Lord to be able to even receive. Sometimes we're so tired, so out of it, we can't, you know, it just kind of goes over our head. So, Father, you see every listener, you see the condition, you see the things that are confronting them, what their day has been like. And, Lord, I'm just asking you in the mighty, wonderful name of Jesus, our wonderful Father, Lord, you care so much for us. And, Lord, I ask right now that your love would be lavished upon each and every one of your precious children, Lord, that they will feel and they will experience your love in a real, powerful way, that you will interact with them, Lord. Lord, stir up within them, within me, with all of our hearts, Lord, a hunger to seek you as never before. For you are not a God that delights in hiding yourself, but you want to show yourself. You want to reveal yourself. Lord, you do that in the pages of your word, but Lord, you want to reveal yourself to us in our day-to-day lives. You want to walk with us and talk with us, just as you did with Adam and Eve in the garden before the fall. And so, Father, I pray for that refreshing right now. And Lord, that the very word of God, Lord, will be quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing and the sunder of the soul and spirit. And Lord, that word is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our hearts. Father, bear by your holy word our souls, our spirits bear, Lord, that we can receive an impartation of your truth and revelation. Lord, that we will be changed by your word. We just won't hear it. But Father, we prepare our hearts as good soil to receive that engrafted word, the seed, which is the word of God, and bring forth even a hundredfold fruit and harvest. For the glory of your name, Father, in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I've been talking about fear, and I don't care who you are out there that are listening, every one of you at one time or another, and some of you perhaps more than others, have been battling the enemy of fear. It's something that's just a part of our normal, natural human experience. And some of them are not evil. I mean, there's a healthy fear of danger or something that would cause harm to our physical person. Where, you know, God has given us intuitions and discernment, so we would know something that would be harmful for us, in not just physically but emotionally or spiritually. God gives us that kind of fear, just as recently I was I read the story of Joseph recently in the Bible. In fact, many of the UCM partners, if you're reading along with me, of course, I make these broadcasts weeks in advance, but he slipped out of the embrace of Potiphar's wife because he was afraid. Yes, he was afraid of hurting God, of injuring God, and also a fear and respect of his employer, that Potiphar had withheld nothing from Joseph except, of course, lawfully and rightfully his wife. And so he fled from her in fear, leaving only his garment in her hands. And of course, that lie that she spoke upon him set him in prison for a number of years. But of course, we know the rest of the story. God delivered him. So don't feel, you know, you haven't been flung in prison at this point, anyone listening to me, we're still here in America, and I would be safe to say most of us have not been imprisoned for the cause of Jesus, as many of our brothers and sisters, even at this moment, are suffering behind bars and are tortured and suffering all kinds of privation because of their stand for Jesus. So, beloved, we need to deal with fear. We have to know how to handle fears, and you might not be fearful right now, but, beloved, we're living in perilous times. There are hard and difficult times coming upon the face of the earth, and I don't know that we're going to be raptured out of all those difficulties. That as difficult as it is today, who among us, especially those that are up in years, would have expected to see society in the condition that it is? But we are present, we are here, we are alive for such a time as this. And so we need to be able to deal with our hidden fears, our secret fears, the things that just normally plague us in a relatively calm society, and also to know how to fear troubles and disasters. Beloved, some of our Christians, even in our parts of our country, Sandy, Hurricane Katrina, Christians, I believe God protected, but beloved, they still went through it. What do you do? Well, you know, therefore will we not fear, though the mountains be removed and be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar thereof and be troubled. In this will we be confident that our God is in control, even though the earth be removed. It wouldn't get any scarier than that, would it, beloved? So we will not fear. That's where God wants us to get. And with his grace, by a prayer, by standing on his word, by believing his word, by being convinced, by meditating upon these truths, beloved, you can be delivered from that spirit of fear. It's sent by the enemy to harass and torment you. And we've been looking at fears. How do fears originate? Well, we've got all kinds of fears. Fears of loss, rejection, fear of the unknown, fear of poverty, of loneliness. We're afraid that if we get what we want, then we're going to lose it. You know, we get married. What if my marriage doesn't work out? You know, what with my children? What if I lose them? They get kidnapped or have some horrific accident. Our fears basically are placing faith in the what ifs of life. And also, beloved, what you fear, think about this, what you fear is what you value most, the loss of it. Do you fear losing a loved one, perhaps a beloved spouse, or a child or children? Well, obviously, those relationships are who and what you value the most. The Word of God says in Timothy that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And we know that fear is basically the result of sin. It entered when sin came into this perfect world for Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And some, of course, I said fears can be legitimate. You may have a son in the military. They're in harm's way. That is a legitimate fear. I mean, something dangerous could happen. Many fathers and mothers have lost sons and daughters because of their willingness to step out and defend the country and do whatever was required. Some even have laid their lives down for their fellow servicemen, and to prevent them from, you know, throwing themselves on grenades. All sorts of acts of heroism that have been accomplished because of, you know, it's a very dangerous situation. But beloved, we have to admit that we fear losing what we love. Well, that's one of the kinds of fears, that what we have we'll lose, or what we get, something's going to happen and we'll lose it. But also, fear can be getting what you don't want. Fear can be divorce, sickness, tragedy in many of its forms. Fear paralyzes us. Fears cause us to question God. What you fear, think about this, is what you trust God the least in. And perhaps there may be a number of fears that are tormenting you. And it might be a good idea just to kind of get alone before the Lord and just ask the Holy Spirit to kind of help you sort out what is it that you're afraid of. You know, one of the things I found as a young child in the things of the Lord, I remember Sister Norma, we were prayer partners. She taught me so much in terms of prayer, and because I was just a babe when I came to Unveil Christ Ministries, and I learned much through her discipleship of me. And one of the things we found is one of the primary tactics of the enemy was to keep you in confusion, to keep you wondering what's going on, where is the battle? Because once you identified the battle, well, bless God, we would pray, and then that would be the end of that. I mean, once we began to target those areas that the enemy was working in, well, then he would lose his power, because there's power in prayer. Beloved, that's why I encourage you, some of you listening, you've been dealing with complex, difficult situations. You've prayed, you've asked God to move, and there still hasn't seemed to be any results or answers. Beloved, there's power in agreeing prayer. I didn't make that up. I didn't write it. It's in the Bible. There is a power and a strength and an anointing. Two will put, 10,000 to flight. Three is a cord, a strong cord, not easily broken. And beloved, when we agree together, there's a power. And so I do encourage you to don't hesitate. The Holy Spirit is moving upon you, beloved. There's power in agreement. So whatever those fears might be, obviously we're trusting God the least. What might you be fearful of? Fearful of losing your health, or perhaps you're sick right now and the prognosis doesn't look good. And I'm not making light of that. You know, I've had loved ones that have gone on to be with the Lord, those that I've loved dearly through sickness. I don't believe that's God's perfect plan. But beloved, you know, what's the worst thing that could happen to a Christian? What's the worst thing that could happen to you, beloved? Well, you could die and go to heaven and be with Jesus. And you see, when we put in that perspective, you know, it's appointed unto, we're all going to die one time, one day or another, unless the Lord returns to rapture us, to take us home. But go before the Lord and find out what it is that you're not trusting God with. Is it your marriage, your dreams, your future, your family, your health, your ministry, whatever it is? In fact, as I bring this broadcast to a close, let's lift those worries and those fears and anxieties. Father, I come to you on behalf of the listening audience. And Lord, I take authority of those tormenting spirits of fear. And Father, I release the trust of God, the faith of God, that they will not succumb to the fear, the work of the enemy, but Lord, that they will trust you. Yea, though God slay us, Lord, we will trust you, as Job said. And I thank you for it. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you. It's just a joy, and I hope you'll make plans to join me the next time. If any time you miss a broadcast, go to unveilchrist.org and you can pick up the podcast at your convenience. Well, thank you for listening. The announcer will give you our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.